call a reaction to the Rockefeller selection?
Well, I've issued a statement on that, and I stand on the statement. He's a fine citizen. I had the pleasure of working with him when we both governors, and I think all of us now support the president and the vice president in the very difficult tasks ahead.
Do you think it was a good choice? Do you think it was a good choice for vice president?
Well, I think the president's choice has to be a good choice, yes.
Governor, were you contacted by the president about possible chances for vice
president? No.
Governor, when is the Reinecke issue going to come to a head as far as you're concerned, from your point of view? When should it, as far as you're concerned?
Well, a very simple situation. The law and the Constitution are very clear that he is not a convicted felon until and unless sentence is handed down, which is scheduled for the 30th of this month. In the meantime, his lawyers have had a post-trial motion in, which, if it were successful, would throw out the verdict of the other trial. Otherwise, on August 30th, if not, and if the judge passes sentence, thus recording the verdict, then he is automatically no longer the lieutenant governor.
What do you think of the shift in the amnesty issue that was signaled by President Ford in Chicago yesterday? Do you agree with that possible shift in philosophy?
Well, I don't know the details, and I don't think any of us will, because he himself made it clear that he had not worked out any complete details on it. If he is saying that amnesty would be offered in the way that it has been in the past in our country, no one can disagree, because this involves then having each individual decide himself whether he wants to come back, throw himself in the mercy of our courts, acknowledge that he had broken the law, and then you determine what the result, the outcome will be. There has never been the kind of amnesty that some of these individuals are advocating. They're advocating that they did nothing wrong, and therefore they should simply be allowed to come back and take up where they left off with no hint of any wrongdoing on their part. Well, I am unalterably opposed to that. They broke the law. Well, I don't know. I thought that the president was indicating that his only consideration, or the only concession he was making to them, would be that possibly figuring out some other form of retribution other than prison or jail once they came back on the basis of acknowledging their guilt. If that's true, I think that we should all wait and see what it is he would propose. Well, not again in the sense of them being unrepentant and being allowed to say they were guilty of no wrong and then just come back and take up where they left off. If any one of them wants to acknowledge that he had broken the law and whatever his defense is and come back then and go before the courts on that, that's in keeping with our whole national tradition.
Governor, do you think President Nixon has been punished enough, or do you think he should have to stand possible prosecution for some of the alleged Watergate crimes?
I think this is about as much punishment as any human being could be given. I think justice, if that's what anyone is looking for, could be considered to have been done in full.
Are you working on a list of candidates for a new lieutenant governor?
Well, I'm collecting input all the time, and much of it is being volunteered, but I won't make any statements about that until there is a vacancy.
Governor, will you veto the farm labor bill that was passed by the Assembly?
Well, now, you know, I got a rule. I never comment on legislation until it actually gets down there, gets to the desk. And we have a system whereby we review all of that legislation. I have to say, I am a little concerned. For 7 years, I have been trying to get labor legislation which would allow labor union members the right of secret ballot. I want to look very carefully, because a couple of years ago I offered the state services to provide a secret ballot for farm labor, and the only group that held out and refused to go along with that were the United Farm Workers. I don't know whether they've had a change of heart or what the reason has been. I have to say that the matter of secondary boycott is very serious.
Have you studied that bill as it passed?
I know the secondary boycott at present is in there, but now it has another house to go. So, you know, apples sometimes become oranges up there in the legislative process.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Governor, can we talk to
you? Just a
quick ask you about the choosing of Governor Rockefeller as the vice presidential choice. What is your first reaction, and what is on second thoughts?
Well, first and second thought, I think you all have my statement that was released this morning about that. As I say, I've served with him as a governor in the activities where we get together. It's always been a pleasure. He's a fine citizen, and certainly make a contribution, and I think all of us should get behind the president and the vice president now, because they've got big problems ahead and they need us.
Governor Reagan, now that Gerald Ford is president, do you have any changes now in your personal plans for the next 2 years?
No, because I, in spite of all the questioning that all of you always did, insisting that there were some plans, I didn't have any. I always said that it was too early to even look or think about such a thing, and so I have nothing to change.
Does this not show you leading for the Senate perhaps a little bit more and trying for that?
No, not interested.
Governor Reagan, President Ford made some interesting comments yesterday about amnesty. I'm curious as to what your assessment of those ideas are.
Well, it's a little in doubt now. He himself expressed a doubt, or that he had not firmly resolved exactly how he thought this would work out. If he means amnesty in the tradition that it has been given in the past in our country, in which those who have broken the law throw themselves on our system of justice and the mercy of the courts, acknowledge that they have broken the law, and are willing to make amends, then I think all of us are willing to be charitable to a certain degree. But I don't think that the president was suggesting the blanket amnesty that others have proposed, in which you just pretend those young men didn't break the law and let them come home as if nothing had happened. That's never been done in our history, in any war, and it should not be done now. They did break the law, but if they're willing to come home, as I say, and acknowledge that fact, then we take it from there. And I believe he was suggesting that perhaps we could find some alternatives in treating each case individually, some alternatives to jail or prison by way of service to the community.
Governor, you said just a minute ago that you're not interested in the Senate. Does that rule out the Senate in 1976?
Yes, I know that I felt that way about my present job once too, changed, but I cannot foresee anything changing my mind about that.
Were you at all surprised that he did swing to the left side of the party for a vice presidential choice as opposed to staying in the center?
Well, I never like to use those terms, left or right, but he had, I thought, indicated that once earlier while he was still vice president, that he felt in the event he ever came that way that he would turn a little more toward the left. It was not a great surprise to me.
Governor Reagan, some economists are saying that wage and price controls are needed and are inevitable. How would you assess that argument?
Well, those are the same economists that told us a little inflation every year was good for us, too. Wage and price controls cause more problems than they could possibly solve. We would have been better off without them. I know that public pressure forced them on the previous president to the place that he had to try something, but he did resist institutionalizing them, and he kept his word about getting rid of them as quickly as he could. I believe in the marketplace, and the marketplace will take care of this without that. They only delay solving this problem. The answer to our inflation right now is the government spending more money than it's taking in. Now, coupled with that, some things that could help. When you have inflation as we have it now, you also have a reduction in production. And what we need is to produce more goods and services. Wealth isn't measured in printing money, which the government's been doing for too many years now. It is measured in how many things there are for the people to buy with that money. So if we can get back to work in this country, and if we can start producing, and if the government will trim that budget down, as the president has said he wants to do, then we'll stop inflation. But wage and price controls,
Government isn't the answer to the problems and things like that. Government becomes the problem when it does that.
Governor, what about the farm labor bill that is pending up there? Would you sign that if it reaches you?
Well, you know, Harry, I never talk about those bills until they actually get down to the desk, because they have a way of changing as they continue through the process. I'm very concerned about the bills presently containing the secondary boycott.
Right.
I think it's immoral and it's illegal in the national level and everything but the farm economy, and I don't see any reason why it should be legalized for that sector of the economy.
So you would veto the bill in its present form?
Well, you're trying to get me to break my rule here, and let's wait and see what happens when it comes down.
You're talking about putting people to work, though, sir. If the government does cut too much spending, won't people actually be out of work because of the recession that at least some people say inevitably will have to result?
As the president said in his speech to Congress, he didn't say, you know, right now you pull the rug out. He recognizes that. Sure, when you've run this far, you have to start tightening and pulling back. And he had promised that, taking over a period of about a year to do this. And I think that's right. But I don't think that government spending creates as much industry and as much employment as does spending of the same amount of money in the private sector.
Governor, would you consider an appointment, a presidential appointment, to some post in this administration?
I'd like to finish my term as governor.
Well, thank you, Governor. You'll have a little while to go after that.
I like California.
You intend to do some kingmaking, though, at the Republican convention in 76? You obviously have some power within the party.
Oh, we'll have to wait and see about that, too. Right now, I'd like to win the 74 election.